I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Shock remains in Lebanon following yesterday's catastrophic blast in Beirut. The explosion shook buildings hundreds of miles away, and the death toll continues to rise. Ministries share the love of Christ as they provide emergency relief. Heart for Lebanon's Tom Adama says the days ahead will be difficult.
This explosion, massive explosion, has set the wheat supply on fire in Lebanon, and Lebanon's a bread culture. We thought the starvation problem was a big problem we would have to deal with, and we were gearing up to it. And now all of a sudden we have something that has just maybe tripled the urgency of that.
Nuna of Triumph and Mercy Lebanon adds,
we need God to intervene because this is not done by human hands. You know, we need something to shift. We need the atmosphere to just be cleared of these demonic powers that are just working here.
And August marks a dark anniversary. 6 years ago, ISIS captured the Nineveh Plains in Iraq. And although it's been 6 years, Todd Nettleton of the Voice of the Martyrs USA says trauma still weighs on the region to this day.
The reality is there are still active members of ISIS in Iraq and Syria and in other parts of the world. ISIS still has a radical Sunni theology wanting to bring about attacks.
So what now? After 6 years, the Iraqi people need hope. And the best people equipped to bring it to them are believers.
We need a Christian presence here. We still need Christians to stay here and share the gospel and be a lighthouse in this society and in this culture.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Ever wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ? Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside lives transformed by God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.